Sam, when I was a kid, there's a movie out. I think it might have been called Rattlers or something like that. But anyway, there was a plumber underneath the house. And there's a lady, like, taking a bath. This is how dumb this movie was, right? She's taking a bath. And the plumber's, like, working a pipe down below her home. And the snakes bite the guy and kill the guy. And then they crawl through the pipes and get in the bathtub with the lady. Like, that's the worst. Remember the movie Snakes on a Plane? Like, you can't have movies about snakes. Like, this is too unrealistic, all that.
Too much snake talk today.
Yeah, but it does remind me of this. One Tom Plummer. The name is the number. One Tom Plummer. Get in touch with him. One Tom Plummer in Charleston, in Greenville, and in Columbia. If you have snakes coming through your pipes, that's not going to happen. We love One Tom Plummer. One Tom Plummer. The name is the number. Don't worry about anything going on with any kind of issue in your home when you might be panicking. In your business, you might be panicking. Don't worry about that. Get with him. One Tom Plummer. The name is the number. Clemson grad started this company. Fantastic. I'm going to absolutely love our friends at One Tom Plumber. Hey, I do have some good news, by the way. Texture said that pythons can't hibernate. They don't have the instinct to hibernate, so they would die in the wintertime. Winter can't get here fast enough, as far as I'm concerned. I know that pythons aren't going to be a part of my game plan, but that's still good news to hear that. Sam, we were talking about that Clemson run from 15 to 2020, that six-year run. And Clemson lost three regular season games. I told you, they're 75-3 in those regular season games. The ones they lost over that time period, the three games, they lost to Pittsburgh in a wild one, 43-42. They lost to Syracuse in a wild one up in the Carrier Dome. I was there on a Friday night, and that's where Kelly Bryant got hurt. And then they lost with DJ up at Notre Dame when Trevor had COVID. So another way to look at it, in games in which the starting quarterback started and finished, Clemson had one regular season loss in 6 years. And in that one, that was wild. I went back and looked it up, make sure I was right on this thing again. So that was a weird, wild, crazy game. The Tigers had an 8-point lead with 6 minutes to go. And James Conner took off on a run, and then they made they failed on a 2-point conversion. So the Tigers up by two, and then Pittsburgh kicks a game-winning field goal from 48 yards with 6 seconds left. It was a weird game. Ben Bowyer gets the group text of all the defensive players and said, "Hey, let's get together and win this national championship thing," and they're going to do that. And looking at it, Clemson in this game, Deshaun Watson threw for 580 yards. He threw for three picks now, 580 yards. And how about this for a stat? Mike Williams, 15 catches for 202 yards. Artavis Scott, 13 catches for 125 yards. Jordan Leggett, 6 catches for 95 yards. Hunter Renfro, 7 catches for 77 yards. And Clemson lost. A 43-42 loss is the only time over a six-year period that Clemson's starting quarterback finished the game and they lost the game. One regular season loss in 6 years. In the regular season. I'm worried about this phone call. In transport, in the van, Facts and Children. Are you in the WCSB, the Roar van right now?
I am indeed. And Mickey, big fan, long-time listener, first-time caller here. So a little bit nervous on the airwaves. Pretty inexperienced behind a microphone. But, yes, in the Roar van as we speak.
Look, first of all, it's a chick magnet. And you being a single man, I still think. I didn't think you got married. Like, just notice how all the girls are looking at you like, it's a chick magnet, man. You'll be flooded with women wanting your phone number now when you're riding that thing.
Oh, that's undeniably the truth. I mean, the Roar is probably the number one chick magnet in the upstate.
Oh, yeah.
Many years
ago. Oh, yeah.
But
oh, yeah.
I'll get out of here. I get 3 hours on the air every day. I just needed 30 seconds real quick. Wanted a quick preview from you. Sunday match at 11:30 a.m. You know, the most improved team in the Premier League is what I've been told about Manchester United. They've got a tricky matchup with the Lily Whites of Fulham. Is Manchester United finally to get some points on the board this upcoming campaign? Thanks for taking the call, Mick.
Thank you, Faxon. Good stuff.
Let him drive the Roar, man.
I know. I hope our insurance is all caught up through all that. I feel good. Look, we outplayed Arsenal last week.
And how did that end?
We lost 1-0, but we did play well.
Seems like a familiar story.
Yeah. Fulham had a tie with Brighton. Fulham's not a bad side, and it's at Fulham. But I think that Manchester United gets on the board. I think we can continue some momentum, and I think that Manchester United wins this thing.
Ruben Amorim, your manager, after the game said if United played the way they played on Sunday, they could beat anybody in the league, I suppose, except the team they're playing.
Well,
on that given
we dominated.
Day.
Number of passes, number of shots on goal, number of, the ball wouldn't go in the net.
And it didn't matter.
I know, but that happens in soccer now. You got to admit that happens in soccer.
Give me a 1-1 draw.
No. We're going to beat Fulham. 1-1 draw. Three full points there. After Dean's phone call, I need your 12 playoff teams since you weren't there last night. Dean, thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing?
Oh, I'm hanging in there, bud. I was talking about snakes. We had a roof put on our house this week, and they found 4 snakes in the attic.
Oh, my word.
And I'm terrified of snakes. When I'm sleeping the last 2 nights, I'm just, anything touching me or looks like a snake, I'm just having fits.
I got the heebies right now. Like, my arm hair is standing up right now. I couldn't do it. What do we know what kind they were?
They were black snakes. I said, I don't care what the kind.
I don't care either. We saw a black snake in my yard one time, and I told my wife, I said, get the for sale signs out. We're moving.
I thought about it. 4? I sleep with a BiPAP machine on, and last night, or night before, my hose, I was kind of middle of the night, kind of touched my arm, and it was cold, and that's what I was oh, Lord.
you didn't have to change the sheets this morning or anything, did you?
No.
Oh, man.
That's terrible, man. I do not like them things, but they found 4, and it makes me wonder how many more is in the house. So. Yeah.
So, but they got rid of them? Like, did they catch them?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They killed them for me.
Okay, good. Good.
Yeah. I just wanted to share that this morning.
Hey, good luck. Keep me up to date, Dean. Make sure we don't have any more.
Thanks, bud.
All right, buddy.
Y'all have a good day.
All right. Tech said he had a lot of mice in your attic then. Because, yeah, that's the thing that gets you. The one good thing, I saw this about having – I'm not a cat guy. But if you keep away the cats, you keep away the mice. You keep away the mice, you keep away the snakes. Outside cats – And look, if cats were meant to be inside, their urine wouldn't smell the way they smell. So cats are outside animals.
Texter said the worst is when you find the snake skin because that means it's still lurking
somewhere.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a big no for me.
Can't see that.
Or when you find a small one, you know that means mom is probably somewhere in the vicinity.
Yeah, I don't want anything to do with any of that
stuff. They're in your walls, Mickey.
Yeah.
They're in the roar, man.
I'm selling them. If they're around here right now, I'm going back on the desktop again. I finally came down through all that. All right, Sam. 12 playoff teams, and I guess maybe we did them by seeds last night. I know you didn't have time to prepare all this kind of stuff. Let's do it by conference. That might be easier.
I have them seeded.
You have them seeded?
Yeah. Okay. I did. I figured I would. I had work yesterday, but I had it prepared in case.
All right, let me get ready. Got my pen out. 9, 10, 11, 12. All right, let's go.
You want me to start top or bottom here?
Whatever you feel.
Move. We'll start at the bottom. I've got Toledo or Tulane. I put 2. I don't want this to be Boise State in the group of 5. I think it probably will be. But I think Toledo is going to be very, very good this year, and I'm going with an outside-the-box fun pick in the group of 5.
I like it.
I think they're going to get crushed in the playoff, obviously, but I'm going for Toledo or Tulane there.
I like it. Good pick.
I have Oregon sneaking in the back half at 11.
Really?
Oregon's schedule is very, very conducive to missing the playoff this year. Right. If Oregon loses one more game than they should, they will miss. However, Oregon is probably still too talented to miss the playoff. I think Dante Moore is going to be very good. I think he's going to step in and immediately be successful there, but I think they take a step back. I have Arizona State in there, and I have Arizona State in there as a 10-win at-large. I think they're going to win pretty much every game on this slate.
Two-bit league.
I do. I think they're going to lose the Big 12 championship game. The committee has made it clear that they don't want to devalue the championship game loser too much, and I think that they are able to get in, and that is because Kansas State, I think, is going to win this conference. I don't see a lot of people picking Kansas State to win it, and that's kind of why I'm doing it. I think the consensus is Arizona State goes back-to-back here, and that's not how this conference works, in my opinion. I can see them winning. I could see Kansas sneaking a win in this conference and being the Arizona State from last year. No one's going to do exactly what they did because nobody thought Arizona State would be a good football team last
season. They were picked last in the preseason polls.
But somebody's got to come from kind of the bottom, the middle of that conference, and I think it could be Kansas. This is when I didn't know really what to do. I have Georgia Tech in here. I have LSU in here.
Okay.
Now, with LSU, I am betting on a super-duper talented roster here, and also the fact that my last at-large was between them, really, and Notre Dame, kind of. Those were the two that I was thinking of. I don't trust the quarterback situation at Notre Dame, and I think LSU will get the SEC benefit of the doubt if it comes down to those two teams at the end of the day. Plus, LSU will have, even if they lose to Clemson week one, that's not going to hurt them at any point in the season, because as you will find out later on, I'm pretty high on this Clemson team. I have Georgia Tech in there.
Love it.
I am confident in Georgia Tech. I think they are going to be a 10-win football team this year. You and I are both on the same wavelength here. I do think this is only a two-win or a two-bid ACC, though. Here's the one where I'm going to get laughed at.
I'm sorry, Sam.
It's good background music. It's like the 2-minute drill. Here's the one where I'm going to get laughed at, and I can't imagine anybody else is on the same page. I'm betting on Brett Venables, and I'm putting Oklahoma in.
Yeah, that sounds like Walt.
Did Walt pick them?
Walt has them in the college football playoffs.
I don't know if that's a good thing or not. I think the world of Mateer. I think the world of Arbuckle. I don't think the world of a lot of things.
Walt has them in there as well.
I think the talent is there. It's a hard schedule, but I like that. I think if you can get the quarterback and weaponry right this season, which they didn't last year, it's a quick turnaround season for them. Brett Venables' job is straight up on the line, and I don't think he's going to let himself get fired this year. He's too good of a coach to let that happen. This is the one where I'm 95% certain I'm wrong, but had to throw a dart at the wall with an SEC team, and it's going to be them. I have Ohio State and Texas at 4-5. You can put them in either order. I do think Texas loses a couple games this year. I don't think the committee penalizes them for that, though. I have Ohio State in there because I believe in Julian Sain, and there is a ridiculous amount of talent on this team. They are returning probably the two best players in the entire country. How can you bet against that? And then my top three, I have Georgia winning the SEC and coming in third with one loss on their campaign. I have Clemson at second with an ACC championship, and Penn State finishing as the number one overall seed and winning the Big Ten this year and getting that monkey off their back.
We had to pick Final Fours. Do you have a Final Four for us?
You bet I do. All right. I have Penn State beating Ohio State twice in the same season, which would be ridiculous, but I think this is the year that it would happen. And I have Clemson over Georgia, and
Can you imagine Clemson-Georgia semifinals? Can you imagine this radio show?
I have Clemson winning the national title over Penn State, and I don't think this is biased because the logic behind it is sound. In a year where there is not a standout number one clear team, in a year where there is a lot of turnover on teams that were really good last year, especially at the quarterback position, Clemson is returning the best coach arguably in the country. They are returning the best quarterback in the country arguably. And they have more talent than anybody else in the country, arguably, other than the team I think is going to beat them, or that they are going to beat in the championship, which is Penn State. Penn State has a super-duper ridiculous roster. They will be able to run down teams' throats this year. They have an excellently athletic defense with a really good championship-proven defensive coordinator. And they have a quarterback who, while I don't believe in him super highly long-term, is probably going to take a step forward this year and should have a little bit better weaponry around him. I don't believe in James Franklin more than I believe in Dabo Swinney, though, and that is why I have them losing that game in the championship.
Heisman Trophy winner?
Let me see. I think I had four here. I think I had the guys. I expect the Heisman ceremony to be John Mateer, Jeremiah Smith, Jalen Daniels, and Cade Klubnik, and I think Klubnik will win it. I think he's going to put up ridiculous numbers. I just do. He put up really good numbers last year. I think he puts up those ridiculous numbers this year while also winning a couple more games. And that wins him the award.
Fred Cunningham asked last night, over under for players from the state of South Carolina in New York at 1.5. I went under. Everybody went under. I think Walt went over maybe. But with that said, can you imagine this radio station and the media? If Sellers and Klubnik are both invited to New York.
Can I counter that with I think Dylan Stewart's going to win awards on the defensive side of the ball this
year? Sure, and Peter Woods and T.J. Parker.
So, I mean, that's where my South Carolina thing comes in with that. I think Sellers probably is on the outside looking in Heisman-wise because I think those guys will just put up better raw numbers. But Stewart's going to win awards, I think, on the other side. And I listed my favorite thing, which we did this last year when the season ended, my favorite award, which is my Jaden Delora Award, which is the most entertaining player that plays after 8 p.m. every day. Yeah. And I picked Damond Williams to win this award Washington because that guy's awesome.
Facts are texted in. A Clemson player will be in New York, but it won't be Cade Klubnik. He's saying Adam Randall. Short break. We'll come back. Clemson opens its men's golf season up with Jordan Bird. He'll join us to talk about that and the big Tiger Golf gathering and all that's coming up. We'll do that after a very short break.
You can feel it in the air. Football is back, and the best place to make picks and win money all season long is Underdog. It is one of my favorite ways to enjoy a night of sports. Just pick whether your favorite players are going higher or lower on stats like touchdowns, rushing yards, interceptions, things like that. If you get your picks right, you can win up to 5,000 times your money, and you only need $1 to play. That's it. As little as a dollar. It's that simple. I love playing Underdog with baseball. I love it with basketball. Football? Man, football is the best. Download the app today and sign up with promo code OOB to score $50 in bonus funds when you play your first $5. That's promo code OOB. Millions of fans have already won billions making picks on Underdog. Will you be next? Underdog. Make picks, win money. Must be 18 plus and present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/play-and-get-terms_DFS_.html for details. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org.
Game day Saturday, party Sunday, August 31st. Finish your summer at Celebrate Anderson, just 15 minutes from Clemson. Join in a Labor Day weekend disco featuring the legendary Kool and the Gang. Anderson is throwing a huge Labor Day weekend party, and you're invited. Bring the family, a blanket, and Celebrate Anderson Sunday, August 31st. Kool and the Gang, live in concert. Free tickets at andersonevents.com.
It's the time, Tiger fans. Football season is here. Make sure your tailgate machine is ready for the season with a trip to Pendleton Tire Company. Whether it's tires, brakes, or that lift kit and wheels you've wanted, Pendleton Tire Company can take care of all your needs.
Hey, Tiger fans. Get ready for football and tailgating on a new set of tires from my daddy at the Pendleton Tire Company.
Listen to Cruz and go see his dad and the team at the Pendleton Tire Company in Pendleton or online at PendletonTire.com.
Discover a new kind of senior living at Everlon Independent Senior Living in Clemson. Say goodbye to cooking, cleaning, and home maintenance. And say hello to comfort and community with chef-prepared meals, transportation services, a fitness room, a calendar full of engaging activities, and walking proximity to Patrick Square. Luxury independent senior living that's all-inclusive with no long-term commitments. Now is your time to live your best life. Schedule your free tour online today at everlonliving.com.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of a roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Cigars, cigars, cigars. Tobacco Plus in Greer is home to South Carolina's largest humidor, featuring the finest selection of premium hand-rolled cigars in the state, and at the very best prices, too. Hand-select a smooth, delicious Monte Cristo, Rocky Patel or Cohiba, and relax on your golf outing. Swing by Tobacco Plus in Greer, South Carolina's number one cigar store, located at Exit 60 off Interstate 85. Also serving Georgia and North Carolina with nationwide shipping.
Another football season is here, and it's time to get Palmetto Party Experience on your team. From coolers to chairs, TVs, tents, and tables, we've got everything you need for a hassle-free tailgate. Whether it's a single game, multi-game, or full season, we've got a package to fit your plans. Our team delivers professional, reliable service so you can enjoy a stress-free and unforgettable game day. Check us out at PalmettoPartyEX.com. That's PalmettoPartyEX.com.
Book today!
Poor indoor air quality can significantly decrease your quality of life through experiencing sinus infections, allergies, respiratory issues, and headaches. An easy-to-install device called UV Photomax uses purifying blue light to zap bacteria, mold, and viruses before they enter your home's air vents. Purify the air your family breathes and help protect them from mold, bacteria, and viruses with the UV Photomax from Estes Heating and Air. Serving Oconee, Pickens, Greenville, and surrounding areas. Visit ESTESHeatingAir.com today for more information.
Accidents happen. If you've been injured in a car, motorcycle, or boating accident, you need to seek legal help as soon as possible. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, can evaluate your case to help you get the full compensation you deserve. The call and the consultation are completely free. Don't wait. Call today. 864-654-3680. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, here for you.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The only place for sports talk of the upstate is right here, every day. We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Coach Jordan Bird, Clemson men's golf coach, joins us. We've got a big weekend next weekend and a great schedule coming up, and I'm awfully excited about Clemson golf, men's golf, in this fall and spring coming up. Good morning, Coach Bird. How you doing this morning?
Good morning, Mickey. Doing great.
Awesome. Hey, is there any – I know you guys have so much success, and you sell this thing out with the teams and the tournaments and Tiger Golf Gathering. We moved it up, by the way, around the LSU weekend. Any tickets available, any online, any way that anybody can still get involved in the event coming up next week?
You know, Mickey, we're actually completely sold out. We have 29 teams playing at the walk course on Thursday. We have 16 teams playing at the Springs on Friday. We're actually sold out for tickets. So with all the excitement of Clemson football and that LSU game, we are sold out. So it's going to be a big weekend for us. We got the auction party that Thursday night, the gathering. I need to check this, but it'll be a live auction, so it may be a way to kind of bid on some items through a live auction site, but we are actually all sold out.
Well, that's a sense of urgency when you do it next year. Whoever came up with the idea of doing it this year, I'm going to give you credit for this, to do it in the week.
Ben Martin. Ben Martin realized the Corn Ferry Tour was off and the PGA Tour was off, and excitement with LSU, so it was Ben Martin's idea.
Oh, that's awesome. Hey, what does it mean? Because you got these guys, it's so important for them to come back. You know, Coach Penley always talked about, I've never had a former player. You know, once a Tiger, always a Tiger. What does it mean to bring these guys back? And I know from the fan standpoint, but just your program, being around your players and getting this kind of access to these guys again.
Well, you brought up Coach Penley. I'll always remember, he's sitting across from a prospective student athlete, and you got a recruit in his office, and he's sitting there and he's leaning and he tells you, listen, I don't want you for 4 years. I want you for life. And that's kind of always stuck with me. But these guys come back. They give back to our team, our program, their time. They help us with auction items of all kinds. I mean, Sam Saunders this year is not going to be able to make it, but he's helped us put together a package at Bay Hill, and you go up to La Trobe and he can play golf with you there and give you a tour of Arnold Palmer's. His shop up there. So, they give back not just their time, but they help us with a ton of auction items too.
I didn't know the Latrobe package is in there. I'm coming now, man.
You better come, man.
Yeah, I'll be there for sure on that one. Hey, I want to talk about your team because I like this team. First of all, you showed so much promise at so much over the last year. So here's what I like about your team, all right? And tell me about each of these. All right, you got a great group of experience. You got four guys coming back that have at least 20 rounds last year. You got a great group of freshmen to get some youth and enthusiasm injected into it. You got some local guys from right here in South Carolina, North Carolina area. You got some European, international. It seems to me, Coach, you got a really nice blend of a lot of different guys on paper. I'll ask you about their styles and their strengths with each other as well. But, boy, it seemed like you got a pretty versatile group.
We really do. Toward the end of last year, we were a real force to be reckoned with. We had gotten better all year. We had some leadership emerge from our two juniors, who are our two seniors this year, which was great to see, and Thomas Higgins and Lucas Augustin. So they'll be our captains this year. Those two guys played a lot of golf in Europe this summer, so it may be a little bit harder to follow them, but they both played great at the European AM. Thomas Higgins almost won the St. Andrews Links, which is a tournament we need to go play. And you play the Jubilee course, then you get to play the old course, and maybe you play 36 on the old course. So
Thomas hits it forever. He hit 2-iron onto the 18th green twice there, made you know, an eagle and a birdie, which if you may have just played there. It's a real smash. He had a 2-iron on that green. But then Thomas gets to play on for Ireland for the European Team Championship, which is just an incredible event in Europe. Finished ninth there and then led Ireland to a semifinal finish. And Denmark actually made the finals, which is our transfer from San Francisco. Oscar Holm Bredeker is his name. He played great again at the European teams, finished ninth, and helped lead his team to a finals match against Italy. And he won the Dutch Junior this year, shooting some really low numbers. And then Lucas played really well in a couple of Swedish professional events this summer. So you're right. We got some senior leadership. Oscar's a junior. And I think they'll kind of set the tone for our team this year. They've already shown some real leadership this summer in some different ways. I think they'll provide that stability for our team and allow some of these freshmen to emerge and throughout the season.
All right, correct me if I'm wrong on this. My guess is it's a hard transition freshman golf. Now I want to talk about your freshman class here in a second, but you had a couple of guys in Rich and Colin last year that played, you know, a little bit or played a lot of rounds actually as freshmen. How about their development? What do you see from them in that freshman year and maybe what to expect in that, you know, second time around, getting a little more comfortable around the places?
Well, I love talking about these two guys because they came in and just worked. They had this growth mindset, which I know your listeners have heard from Milt Louder. But they were both kind of like just two sponges. They listened to everything we had to say. They were coachable. They were a joy to be around. But, you know, Rich Wills is from Cramerson, North Carolina, so not too far away. His parents went to Clemson. He played in every single tournament as a freshman, which, you know, I don't know how many times that's happened. You know, maybe I'm sure Lucas, maybe Jonathan did that, maybe a few other guys. But there haven't been many to do that. And Rich just keeps getting better. You know, he had a good, solid summer this year, but – you know, he really didn't have any bad tournaments. So what we talked about is, the floor of his game just keeps rising. You know we can play, but, you know, the floor is getting higher and higher. And, you know, I think he's going to have a great season. Colin Salima got off to a great start this summer, played well in the Carolinas Am. Then he went to the Carolinas Open, shot some low numbers to win the Carolinas Open this year, beating pros. Went up to the Monroe Amateur up in New York on a very difficult golf course, finished second there. Which is a big event for amateur golf. So, you know, those two guys have played a lot of golf for us and, you know, are going to be mainstays in our lineup for, you know, probably the next 3 years. So, you know, really excited about those two.
All right, three freshmen. I want to save Jackson for last, but tell us about Sam Maduren from Panama City. And then I don't, you know, my memory fails me a little bit, Coach. I think we had Tip Price on after some drive, chip, and putt success down at Augusta, but kept up with him locally. Tell me about your two freshmen before we get to Jackson.
Yeah, so Sam Duran's from Panama. Comes from just great family down there in Panama. They run the Panama Open, which is a Corn Ferry event. So they've hosted a whole bunch of these tour players that have run through there over the years. Sam's got a great game. There's a lot of international experience down in that part of the world. Has really, really played well down there, won a whole bunch of tournaments in that part of the world. He kind of has been over to the U.S., but, you know, he hits it hard. He's got a good game, good solid game. So excited about him. And then you go to Tip Price, who's, you know, Tip's just a big, strong athlete who's hits it absolutely forever. So it's fun watching him hit a golf ball, but he's made some kind of recent adjustments in his swing. He's gone down to see Scott Hamilton, who's probably one of the top teachers now and works with one of our guys, or a whole bunch of our players, but one of them is Jacob Bridgman, but made some adjustments, and I think he's really excited about his game now. But it's fun watching him hit a golf ball because he just can melt it. So
I worked with Scott Hamilton down in Hilton Head for 30 years ago. I'm sure Scott had a dip in and helping Tip out, and he had a translator because he speaks Cartersville. Rather than speaking English through all that stuff. And then finally, the most decorated freshman we've got coming in, playing on all these national teams, Jackson Bird, your nephew. I want to go back. We've talked about this off the air a little bit. It had to be you're recruiting against the best in the country. You beat the best in the country for one of the best freshmen coming in. But talk to me about, that's a different recruiting than you've ever had to do. You're recruiting your nephew, and that had to be a different experience for you.
It was different. We were, you know, against some of the top programs in the country. He ended up taking visits to Auburn, Alabama, and Georgia, and then last Clemson. So, you know, a couple weeks before he made his decision, I think he was probably leaning heavily toward Alabama. He's just spent a fortune on their facility. And Coach C. Wells from right here in Anderson's done an amazing job down there, and they have a great program. But, you know, once Jackson got on campus, and, you know, I think a flood of memories of his childhood coming to Clemson football games, and just kind of rushed upon him, and, you know, he just could feel the Clemson family. You know, we got to meet with Coach Sweeney on the football field, and, you know, we got other coaches now that I've become friends with that are asking about him. So I think he's going to have – I think he just felt like, you know, this Clemson family. But it's really evident when you bring kids on a visit, because, you know, our staff just kind of wraps their arms around you, and I think you can feel that. So I think that was the real difference when he came onto campus. He ended up choosing Clemson. But you're right, he is an amazing talent. I don't want to put too much pressure on him at the moment. My job right now is probably to take some pressure off and take some of those expectations off his shoulders so that he can just free him up and go play golf. But yes, he is a decorated player. He almost won the Junior Invitational, which is top 50 juniors in the world, down at Sage Valley. Had the lead late, ended up finishing second. Won the Ping Invitational out on the West Coast. We've never had a player in high school make a cut at a PGA Tour event. So he made the cut down in Myrtle Beach. And to tell you, one of his real strengths in my mind is how well he drives the ball. I mean, he just crushes it. Well, down there in Myrtle Beach, he led the field in driving at 326 yards. So,
a high school game beating the PGA Tour president.
It's just a different game. You know, golf's really not that hard when you hit it 330 down the middle of the fairway. Which he does often. His short game, putting's gotten a lot better. But through that recruiting process, which was really fun for me, is, you know, with Jonathan traveling and our team traveling, I don't get to see him a whole lot. So when I was recruiting Jackson, I got to hang out with Jonathan. So that was fun for me, you know. And, you know, and also they got to do a little, you know, kind of spying on other schools and get to know what, you know, Georgia, Alabama, and Auburn are doing on visits. So, you know, we get to kind of keep making our program better based on their visit. So, it's been great. You know, I've gotten to spend a fair amount of time with Jackson already in the first couple weeks of school. And so it's been great.
I'm glad that Jonathan didn't follow in your dad's footsteps. I'd love the story Jonathan told me on the air one time that, you know, your dad was a Tar Heel and Jonathan was looking at North Carolina, but he never put pressure on him. And thank goodness that Jonathan, he didn't do that. And Jonathan went to Clemson. But I'm glad he didn't follow in footsteps, and we didn't have Jackson down to Alabama, because you got him here with a long deal. Hey, I'm going to lean on you, because I'm going to tell you one of my favorite times in the world. When Jonathan was here, I used to hang out. I'd sit on his golf bag and just watch him practice. We'd practice together a little bit, short game stuff, but I'd just watch him just hit balls. And so I want to continue that tradition. Get me 15 minutes to just keep my mouth shut and just watching Jackson hit it, because it sounds like it's a lot of fun to watch.
You can come on out anytime. We'd love to have you out there, Mickey. I think when you come out, you'll see some other guys you want to watch too.
Yeah.
You know, with
yeah.
Lucas and Thomas, as hard as they hit it, it's fun to watch, because it is a different game.
It is impressive for sure. Hey, tell me about schedule. For the folks, you're playing in the state of South Carolina more this year. You're in Myrtle Beach. You're in Columbia. We've got people listening to that. We've got some people down in Alpharetta. I know you go down there every year, but you're in Mount Pleasant as well for the Charleston folks. I was there last week, and they're excited about that. So a chance to see the Tigers here locally a little bit this year.
Yeah, exactly. We'll start out in Myrtle Beach coming up. We'll head out of town on the 5th of September, play the 7th through the 9th down to Myrtle Beach at Grand Dunes. Then we'll go up to Chattanooga at the Honors Course, which is just an incredible golf course and great field. I think we'll have about 5 of the top 10 teams in the country there. So we'll get to kind of see how we stack up there. We'll go down to Columbia, to Salina, to a new tournament that the Bryan Brothers are hosting. Toward the end of September, we'll go up to Erin Hills, which is, you know, another course that's hosted, I think, U.S. Open, and they got USAM coming there. Up in Wisconsin, and then we'll finish up down in Atlanta at Georgia Tech's tournament, which is always one of the best tournaments of the year. So so we got four tournaments, pretty local. Love to have Clemson fans out to support us. We're going to have a really good team this year, and loved all the support we can get.
We love keeping up with it. We'll keep all the fans and all the Tiger fans up with that. Congratulations on putting together this roster and you and Daniel's hard work. Hey, one quick question, and I only got about a minute or so, but your job seems hard, man. It's like with NIL and with the new scholarship rules and all this kind of stuff. Am I right by thinking that it's just always a constant turbulence and changes in your industry and in the college golf right now?
Well, it's just changed so much in the last 3 or 4 years with the transfer portal, you know, kind of trying to learn how to attack that, how to raise money to, you know, for NIL purposes and also for those transfers to get them to come to Clemson. And then just managing your schedule, the 500 rule, and, you know, a lot of other stuff. So it has really changed in the last 3 or 4 years. But I think we're adapting. I think with some of the new rules now, I think it's going to slow down. Well, that's my hope. That we've got, you know, got a good base of rules now, and we can kind of see how that goes going forward. But it has dramatically changed in the last 4 years. So,
well, and these kids are so good now. Coach Penley told me one time, he goes, these children hit it so doggone good now. So you get to see
they do the game of golf. They're getting better, younger, faster. They're getting to play in tour events. They're traveling across the country. They're playing a ton of events. They're getting better instruction. You know, everything is just sped up. So I think what you see is these kids, you know, we just saw it with Mason Howell win the USAM as a rising senior. He's going to be going to Georgia. He's from Georgia. I mean, they're just getting better and better earlier.
You get a front row
seat.
I think
that's what you're seeing on the PGA Tour with Jacob.
Yeah.
Jacob's 25. He's 27th on the FedEx Cup this year. He's playing with Rory today in the second round. I think he's in 12th going into second round of the Tour Championship. So you're seeing a bunch of young guys that – they jump out on tour, they jump into college, and they're ready to play.
Yeah, you get a front row seat to it too, which is pretty doggone cool. Hey, Coach, great luck in Myrtle Beach. Great luck throughout the fall. Let's talk after the fall and get caught up on how it went and get ready for the spring and have a nice week this week. And good luck to you, and we'll catch up soon.
Great. Thanks so much, Mitch, for having me on, and go Tigers.
Coach Jordan Bird, Clemson Men's Golf. Should be an exciting year for that golf team for sure. A lot of talent over there for sure. Sam, final break of the week. We'll come back to the final segment after this.
The countdown is on. 8 days until Clemson Tiger football. Brought to you by Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney.
Play action, let the throw pressure coming at Parker.
Ball
is knocked loose. And is it recovered? Jaheim Lawson comes away with it. Does Clemson have it? They do.
We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Experience exceptional value at East Main Furniture in Easley. The summer relief sale is going on now through August 31st. Save 30% on all in-store stock, living room, dining room, bedroom, and mattresses. Even save 30% on clearance items. Transform your home with our wide range of stylish and affordable furniture options. Our dedicated team is ready to assist you in finding the perfect pieces. Visit us at 829 East Main Street, Easley, or call 864-442-6054. Don't miss out. Visit the store today and elevate your home with East Main Furniture.
Anderson County is a great place to live and work, play, and worship. Samantha Porter, the Anderson County environmental educator, reminds all residents to recycle used motor and cooking oil at Anderson County convenience centers. You can also bring your used oil and gas mixtures to the King David, Mance Jolly, and Whitefield sites. Tires may be recycled at the materials recovery facility in Belton. If you have any questions, please call 260-1001 in regard to recycling and proper waste disposal.
We're here with Eric Snyder of Snyder Tree Care. Eric, how about the idea of working at Snyder Tree, being outside, being around exciting jobs and that adrenaline rush and being able to work in nature?
Why sit in a cubicle all day when you could actually make a living working outside? To go to a different place every day and do a job rather than just sitting in the same chair that you sat in yesterday. You know, what an opportunity for us to make a difference in this world.
Leave it to Snyder Tree Care.
When life hits hard, you need someone who doesn't punt. I'm Trey Mills with the Tramlin Mills Law Firm. Insurance company dragging its feet after a wreck or work injury? We go for it every time. No field goals, no fair catches. You call us and we bring the heat. Go big or go home. Visit us at tramlinmills.com or call 864-485-8585. Fourth and inches, we go for it.
my personal joy is found in working outdoors.
It's where I go for a sense of peace, a sense of tranquility, just to get my head together.
I really, really fell in love with South Carolina's wildlife.
Having a life scholarship through the SC Education Lottery was huge. It gave me the opportunity to do what I love and help make that impact right here at home.
The South Carolina Education Lottery. A better you, a better us, a better South Carolina. Visit sceducationlottery.com/betteryou.
At Toyota of Easley, now is the best time to get a closeout deal on the last remaining new 2024 Toyota Tacomas or get a new 2025 Toyota Tundra or Tacoma with financing rates as low as 1.99%. With Norris-built accessories, you can also have your truck customized your way, any make or model handled by certified Toyota technicians. Call 864-855-2233. Visit toyotaofeasley.com or stop by for a test drive today on Calhoun Memorial Highway in Easley.
Thinking about a move to the upstate? Discover Sunrise by Empire Homes in Pendleton, just 3 miles from historic downtown and 8 miles from Clemson. This family-owned builder has over 30 years of experience creating personalized homes built around your lifestyle. Choose from one- or two-story designs starting in the low 400s and customize every detail in our 3,900-square-foot design studio. Move in fast or build your dream home and save up to $25,000. Visit EmpireHomesUpstate.com and start your new chapter in the upstate.
Ready to ditch the dull and treat your skin to something better? Buff City Soap's body wash is plant-based, handcrafted daily, and packed with skin-loving ingredients. No harsh chemicals, just rich, luxurious lather that cleanses, hydrates, and leaves you smelling amazing. With scents like Good Morning Sunshine, Narcissus, Oatmeal and Honey, and Pink Sugar, there's a body wash for every mood. Shop Buff City Soap today in Seneca at Hartwell Village or the shops at Green Ridge in Greenville.
Sweet summertime is coming to an end, and all parents know what that means. Back to school preparations. You have the school supplies, new backpack and clothes, but what's the one thing your son needs? A fresh new haircut that will start off his school year right. No matter what age, feeling good about yourself is always in style. Let him be his best self this school year and call Roosters for your appointment today at 884-8920.
It's a summer scorcher at the Tiger Sports Shop. Get ready to beat the heat with sizzling summer savings on all your favorite brands. Stay cool in performance activewear with Lululemon and Nike. Perfect for those hot summer days. And don't miss the hottest headwear selection around. Remember, Tiger fans, football season is just around the corner. Gear up now and be ready for every game day. Shop local at our two Clemson locations, Tiger Boulevard and College Avenue, or order anytime at tigerports.com. The Tiger Sports Shop. Everything Clemson for the Clemson fan.
The Roar.
You guys are the number one sports station because you make the phones light up.
Where every day is game day.
I want you to head to BlueRidgeHeatingAir.com and see what the clients are saying about them, the Google reviews say about them. I do pay attention to Google reviews in a lot of areas. I know there's some issues with it, but I like it for the most part. Hey, bottom line is the smart guys, Chris and Ben, are guys that I met a few years ago now, and believe in them, believe what they do, believe in the Armstrong units that's their number one unit there, and totally believe in what they're doing there. So I told you that my main thing now is, yeah, if you need a new unit, the year end, December 31st, there's a sense of urgency there. The rebates you're getting from your power companies up to over $2,000 at times, maybe with Duke Energy, and then the $400 instant coupon right off the bat there. I do want to tell you another thing that I've done is I did the preventive maintenance stuff. So they're coming out twice a year, tuning everything up for me, and man, my technician was great. Love these guys. Think about it. It's our great friends at Blue Ridge Heating Air. Check them out, BlueRidgeHeatingAir.com. Sam, I can't wait to tell you about this weekend and why this is going to be one of the best sports weekend until next week. So we got a couple really good weeks coming up. 654 Roar, Tennessee Tiger, thanks for hanging on. How you doing this morning?
Good, Mickey. The program last night, this annual, that was 3 hours. If you didn't hear it, The station won't replay that, will they?
I think it's going to be online. I will have to check with that.
It is on our website, on our app, under the Roar Interviews in our podcast tab. It's also on Spotify. If you search up the Roar Interviews, it will come up, and all 3 hours are in there.
Yep. So, yes.
Okay. What was like the final consensus? Now, I know everybody didn't pick the same teams, but the final four was probably everybody got 3 out of 4 or at least 2 out of 4.
Yeah. Who did you pick? I picked Texas, Penn State, Clemson, and LSU for mine.
Oh, you got LSU in there.
Yeah, I think we Nussmeier and that wide receiver core. Now I think they'll get better on defense as the year goes on. With that said,
at least with your prediction, there's going to be one team that's got one loss going to be in the finals.
Oh, at least one loss. I think you're going to see this. Last year we had a 2-loss national champion team. I think to go through 12 games and then a college and then a conference championship game unscathed today, that's not going to happen. And then to go through, like, Oregon was the only team who did it last year. They got beat in the first round of their first playoff game. I think you're going to see – I think this year you might even see a three-loss team make a playoff. I think you could see multiple losses throughout now. Now, it's just so much parity, and this is hard to do now. Hard to do.
Yeah. Well, I don't like to talk about, coaches or former coaches, but I guess we all know if they hadn't changed – defensive coordinators, we wouldn't be talking about that, Clemson. But I got a comment about snakes. The guy called up about the snakes in his house.
Yeah.
And he killed all of them. Don't kill snakes. I mean, snakes aren't out to hurt people, and they're good for the environment. But do you remember the guy from Australia that had the program on the crocodile hunter?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he got killed by a I forgot. I thought at first that it was an alligator that killed him. But that big python that they had to wrestle down needed somebody like him to have tackled it, or somebody like, John Cena.
Yeah. Let me tell you something, bro. I'm not killing a snake because I'm not getting near one long enough. I'm hightailing it, running it. I'm setting land speed records. I'm getting away from snakes. Don't like anything. Don't want anything to do with them.
Well, like I said, the snakes around here, they're not, most of them, they're not that many, poisonous snakes. But they'll run from humans. Every time you see a snake, there are dozens of times where you don't see that snake. But snakes are around.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I had Austin, appreciate the phone call, Tennessee Tiger. Have a great day. Austin got in touch with us, said that killed a 4-foot-long 12 rattlers on a rattlesnake that he killed on his farm yesterday. Man, I'm killing rattlesnakes. I'm not killing them. I'm calling someone. Not doing it, man. Not doing it. He makes a good point. The devil is a snake. No, I'm not doing it. Don't want anything to do with them. My dad always said it best, if it doesn't have shoulders, I don't want anything to do with it, Sam. Just go ahead and just X me out if you don't have shoulders. I'm not your friend. Brad Hughes is my Allstate agent. I'm in good hands with Brad Hughes. Good hands with Allstate, 292-3001. Brad Hughes at Allstate.com. Brad Hughes Insurance.com. Better coverage, better rates. Thanks to my good friend Brad Hughes and the Allstate Insurance Agency. We love Brad Hughes. We love Allstate. Love everything about him. One or two quick things here. Well, let me do this before I get 2 minutes. Sam, this weekend, Major League Baseball, I've got Red Sox and Yankees. Are your Guardians in a key pennant race right now? And I know you Braves fans still keep up with your team. The NFL, not only did we have NFL from last night and two games from last night, but the NFL this weekend, I've got Eagles and Jets tonight, Falcons and Cowboys, NFL Network, CBS tonight, 8 o'clock. I've got Vikings and Titans, and I got Bears and Chiefs. Tomorrow, ESPN, Ravens and Commanders, Colts and Bengals, Rams and Browns on NFL Network, Titans and Lions, Broncos and Saints, Seahawks at the Packers, Jaguars at the Dolphins, Bills at the Buccaneers, Chargers at the 49ers, and the Raiders at the Cardinals. I've got week zero. We talked about it. Iowa State and Kansas State from Dublin and Hawaii and Stanford and all those other games going on. I have the tour championship down at East Lake. Hopefully Jacob Richard plays well today. And by the way, a texter said, can I lay out the guy? I'm going to East Lake Day. Can I lay out the guy that yells mashed potatoes? Yeah, go ahead and lay him out. I've got the EPL this weekend, and I've got the Little League World Series this weekend. Sam, we suffered, man. We've had some bad sports weekends in the last couple of months. Not this weekend,
this
though,
is not buddy. One of them.
No.
It's
and
a good one.
High school football tonight, Easley, Greenway, Pickens, Blue Flame, rivalry game right here on the Roar. Sam Jones on play-by-play.
Yep. That'll be this two-minute drill here. We have two-minute drill time.
You know what? Yeah, play the music. Let's hear it. Let's do it.
Oh, I wasn't expecting music to be
played.
We're
going to play the music from now on. You wanted it.
Try to get 4 minutes of content into 2 minutes. It's time for the two-minute drill on WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Now, here's Mickey.
Wasn't even expecting the music.
Oh,
what
yeah.
a delightful surprise
oh,
that
yeah.
is
it's
right
It's here
there.
Now, woman. You asked for it, you got it.
Welcome home, two-minute drill music. Mr. B, the music is real, and we're doing it every day now. Tri-County Technical College High School football game of the week presented by Ingles tonight. We are at Easley High School. We've got Pickens versus Easley. Good rivalry game week one. Tune in. It'll be fun. Nick Costello and I. Pennant race is underway and fully going here for Major League Baseball. Mickey, your Yankees take on Landon's Red Sox all weekend. I look forward to about 57 different texts regardless of this result. There will be many more from all of us if the Yankees lose. Preseason football continues. Shedeur Sanders plays football tomorrow night. I will be watching. I will be plopped down on my couch for about 12 hours tomorrow watching probably bad football other than that Iowa State-Kansas State game, and I could not be more excited.
On top of all that, Sam, I've got Drake's got his first baseball practice coming back from
that.
A broken collarbone. So we'll do that tomorrow if Mother Nature can cooperate with that. Hey, my team is brought to you by Eric Newton, Eric Newton, Eric Newton.com for all real estate needs. We love EricNewton.com. Love everything about what he does for you. I will tell you this, that EricNewton.com right now, full service real estate company with everything you need in Clemson, including Greenleaf right now, the brand new duplex style townhomes. With awesome floor plans. Check out tiger-properties.com on that. Also, Eric Newton Group and Newton Scott. Talk to Jeff and Eric this week. It's a good week when I talk to Jeff Scott and Eric Newton. And they've got a bunch of experience doing that in Focus Construction. The best real estate in Clemson is going to be ericnewton.com. Sam, my two-minute drill. I did Buddy Sanji's radio show in Baton Rouge yesterday. And one thing he was amazed at is that he said they have full access down there. They go to all the practices. They get to go to all the scrimmages. They're going to a scrimmage tomorrow night down there in Baton Rouge. They're doing a 7:30 scrimmage tomorrow night. But he said he was shocked. Dabo only gets 90 minutes here. I told him, though, it's a good thing. I got two kids, man. I don't want to be at football practice every single day. But it's interesting how different people handle it. Here's the reason. Here's the big difference, though. Dabo is likable here. He's got some equity built here. I truly believe this. I believe that Brian Kelly is not likable and needs – he's doing this to let media in, so media talks good about him down there. Now, he has had to call some folks out about, hey, don't put this out and don't put this video out and don't say what we're doing here personnel-wise. But still, Brian Kelly kind of forced to do that down at LSU because he wants to be – maybe keep his job a little bit longer and have the media say nice things about him. Let me thank Scott Reimer. Came to us from Minnesota today and getting ready to do next week and talk about LSU next week with that. We had Jonathan Montz, ReedyLandCo.com, checking in with us and talking snakes too much. And then I want to thank Coach Jordan Bird, talking Clemson golf with us as well. Sam, what time are we kicking off high school football coverage tonight?
We will be on air pregame 7 o'clock, kickoff 7:30.
Good, should be good. Can't wait to listen to you. I know you'll do a fantastic job with that one. Hey, folks, next week, a busy week. We're getting our game week stuff. You don't want to break that, to miss that. Up next, John and Faxon, two of my favorite people. Have a wonderful weekend, but most importantly, tune in on Monday. That's when we'll see you on the radio.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson.